welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. So today is a rainy day. I had some plans to go for a run outside, but it looks like I will be switching those plans and finding a class to go indoors. I don't know what's happened to me, you guys. I am from the Midwest and I used to run like Rocky in the snow in freezing weather. I'd put on these like little running boot shoes and put on three layers and go to town with like my best Rocky Anthem music on in my headset. Now I'm in California and it's pouring, but apparently I think I'll melt now. But anyhow, see what happens. See what can happen in your environment. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. So we are going to talk about creating a supportive environment for your goals. And before we do that, I want to remind you that my 60-day challenge has opened for enrollment, and it is open through the 15th, and we are going to close enrollment after that. And this is one of my favorite times of year because it is all about reaching those goals, having a different set of goals for next year because we accomplished all of our goals for this year. And a lot of times people do not realize that they are not setting themselves up for success in those goals. And in my 60-day challenge, we really cover everything from the inside out. A lot of times we have these external goals that we don't realize we're going to have to transform internally in order to reach them. And if you guys listen to the podcast with Chris and I, my husband, we really talked about having to become a new and different version of your already amazing self in order to reach those goals. But what's it really going to take? So I want you to refer back to that podcast as well if you are trying to set yourself up for success for all of your goals. So you guys, please go check that out. It is at loriharder.com/challenge, and it is real-time workout videos. And this is one thing that people in my community have said from a previous challenge that I put on with these real-time videos is it was the first time that they were able to stick to something for 30 days straight in their life. They feel like I'm right there with them, working out, giving them encouragement. And it was the difference between them quitting before and them staying with it and really falling in love with what they're doing every day. So on that 60-day challenge, not only do we have the three real-time workout videos that you accomplish every week, we also have an amazing meditation. So these are quick, these are easy, these are guided. Meditation is truly something that has completely changed my life. I'm telling you, I just made a post about it. It's like Jedi mind training. It really helps me learn how to slow down and focus on one thing at a time. And a lot of people say, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to control my thoughts. And thinking is what your brain is supposed to do. So these thoughts are going to come up, and we talk about that. And also on the challenge, you have a completely supportive tribe and community. And if you want to set yourself up for success, you're going to be creating a place where even if people in your life are not supporting you, you have somewhere to go, a place that says, with people in it that say, you're on the right track. This is normal. This is exactly how my life was. This is the resistance that came up for me. This is how I got through it. On top of that, we also have meal guides. You get my cookbook with 140 recipes in it and a 7-day jumpstart meal guide in there as well. And you're also going to get some self-development with this program, which I'm all about. In fact, that is the main foundation of this program, is working from the inside out. So we have some self-development homework if you choose to do it, and also a book club. So I'm very excited about that. I hope that you guys join. It is at lauriehardter.com/challenge. I don't want you to miss out, because all of the rave reviews from it are that it truly is the program that completely changed people's lives. And if you know anything about what I love and where I've come from, fitness has truly been my foundation to build on, because when we don't feel good, we can't go after those goals, right? So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, you have an idea, you have a goal, right? But you now need to create the environment to support that goal. Because what happens is, a lot of times we look at our life and we say, okay, this is what I want, this is what I desire, but we don't look at where we're planting that seed, right? Are we trying to plant that seed in the same soil that we tried to plant our goals on last year that did not work, right? It didn't nurture it. It didn't help it grow. In fact, maybe some weeds came up and strangled it, or maybe it just fell flat and it wasn't able to really find its roots. So where in your life, I want you guys to make a column or a mental checklist right now. What in your life would need to change in order for you to start feeling supported? And here's the thing about support, is that support is not going to come from your friends or loved ones at first. You need to support yourself. So this is contradictory to what people think, but the first step in feeling supported is supporting yourself. So are you not thinking supportive thoughts in your mind? Are you already defeating yourself with thoughts like, oh, here we go again, can't do this, or I'm not cut out for this, or I'm too scared for this, or my anxiety is going to hold me back, or I'm going to hit this wall, or I don't really know what to do? These are all excuses and unsupportive thoughts. Because I have had them. You guys, when I talk to you and say things like these or give you a little bit of tough love, it is simply because I am or was this person and have to do it for myself. So supporting yourself in your thoughts, and then really looking at your day, at your schedule, and saying, does my schedule support this? Do I have a plan in place in order for me to follow a plan and know exactly when I should be doing it, and maybe not overextending yourself within that plan, and knowing that to support yourself, you have to start with something small, something really tangible for yourself, something that at the end of the day, you're going to say, oh good, I accomplished that, I'm good. Instead of saying, I didn't get my 4 hours in, I didn't get my, you know, my 30 minutes of reading and my meditation and my workout. Oh my gosh, we have to start small, even if it's just with, I'm going to set aside 30 minutes to research how I can more support myself, right? So like I said, you guys, there's lots of new podcasts out right now, all talking about how to support your goals and what that really looks like. So another big thing on supporting yourself is finding a community that will support you. So doing the research, seeing where you would like to, what you would like to join, who you would like to be around, how you can really start supporting yourself with a community, whether that is going to a new class, whether that is listening to podcasts at first, whether that is joining a networking group, whether that's joining an online challenge like mine or an online program or a business course, somewhere where there's a closed Facebook group where you can really tap in. Because what happens is, as we are making this transition into the person that we desire to be, that will accomplish these goals, we now realize that maybe our friends or our family don't quite feel the same, or maybe they're having a difference of opinion that does not feel supportive. And if we've not yet created that bridge, if we've not yet created that place, that safe place that we can kind of fall into when something goes down, right? Or when people say something about our goals, or that we're not good enough, or who do you think you are? You're never going to reach that. Or they laugh at them like, really? You're going to do that? Mm-hmm. Can you tell someone said that to me? And that was just fuel for me. But if we don't have that place to go and say, hey, here's what happened today, or here's how I'm feeling, or wow, I could really use a pep talk. Has anyone else had this happen? Then we're going to feel alone. We're probably going to hook into that negative thought and we're going to let that grow instead of saying, okay, guys, I got to offer this up. I don't want it anymore. What can I do to get rid of it? Or what can I do to move through it? Give me some advice around it. So supporting yourself, the first step in supporting your goals is choosing to support yourself. Like I said, guys, if you're looking for external family, friends, or the same people that are in your life right now to support you, it is not going to happen until you fully support yourself, until you have those conversations asking for the support that you need, until you go to the places and seek out the tribe, seek out the coaches, the mentors, the programs to support yourself. I have not gotten anywhere in my life without finding those groups, finding those books, finding those podcasts, finding those things that every single day I do to say, how can I support this dream? How could I better create a home life environment? How could I better create a mindset that will truly support my goals? So it's all about getting into that right mindset, getting that right plan, defining exactly what it is you need and taking bite-sized steps to get there. Write it out. Write it all out. Put it in a plan. Put it as reminders on your phone. One day at a time, I am a beautiful, perfect work in progress, and I support myself. You guys, if you love this episode as much as I did, make sure you share it with your friends. And I'm so grateful that you are here. You guys truly make this podcast just one of my favorite places to be, and know that I get to chat with you guys. And I really love hearing what you think about the episodes. And also, I love hearing your ideas for new episodes. So Instagram is one of the great places to connect with me and let me know what you think, how you felt. Give me feedback. Let me know an episode that you would love to hear about, or who you would love to have on, and I will work tirelessly at doing that. So much love to you guys, and I shall talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.